Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag Be Inspired by Shaheels. How are you doing today? I hope you woke up well and I hope you remember to give gratitude to God for waking you up this morning. Priceless. I want to say thank you once again to everyone who's been listening to the podcast. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for going on Facebook and visiting our pages and liking our comments and all. And I say thank you. For those of you who sent me messages, I'm getting to them. Please bear with me. I know it's a bit slow, but I will get to yours. Well, today I want to talk about something called thinking to move on. Now, why do I call it thinking to move on? Well, I will tell you. First, I'll tell you a story, and then we'll begin to talk about it later. Now, there was a lady I met recently. This is a true story. Lovely girl. She graduated about 3 years ago, and she didn't have a job. So she came to my office and said, ma'am, please, I'm looking for a job. Can you help me? And I was like, okay, yes, I can. So what can you do? And she goes, well, she graduated from school. She's worked with someone. She was a PA for a while. And then later on, the person, it was a political position. The person was vying for office. So she was the lady's PA. And when the lady didn't win, she lost her job. And ever since, she's been going around and all that looking for a job. And I say to her, okay, so what can you do? She goes, what do I mean? I said, well, do you have any talents? What do you do? She said, oh, she bakes some ginger once in a while. Her family eats it. Sometimes she helps to babysit her sister's kids and all that. And I said, stop it right there. Now, this ginger that you bake, what's going on with that? She goes, oh, nothing really. I'm just looking for a job. I said, well, you already have a job. You bake ginger. And she goes, no, Ching Ching can't be my destiny. That's not my job. I've prayed to God and he told me to wait that a job was coming. Now, this is where I'm going, people. When you pray to God for something and you say, God says you should wait for the something, do you actually pray and think after you've prayed? Now, let me explain what I mean. If you ask God to give you a job and you already have something you're doing, wouldn't the right prayer be, God bless what I'm trying to do? Okay, let me digress a bit again. So I said to the girl, okay, why don't you start doing this chin-chin? She goes, oh, no, you can't. I said, come on. For 2,500 naira, which is the currency in Nigeria, you buy some flour, you buy butter, you buy sugar, you get some oil and a few bags, you know, and you start frying this thing. Now, why don't you make it different? Why don't you put some spices in it? Why don't you put color in? Why don't you change the flavor? Pack them up and go to the schools next door and begin to sell and you begin to make money. Once people begin to eat it and find that it's unique, then you begin to sell. Now the point is, do you know that there is nothing that hasn't been done before? What is different is the process. Now look at Uber, for example. You all know there were taxis all over the place. You had to leave your house, stay on the road and get a taxi or go to a taxi ring where they all lined up and get into one. But what did Uber do? Uber saw that, yes, taxes are being done, but how can we innovate the process? You all know that innovation is the way forward, right? A lot of the time, in fact, almost anything you want to think about has been tried. What has not been done is change the way these things are. Uber innovated the process of taxing, and that's why you can now call an Uber or a Taxify from home. That's all they did. What they did wasn't anything new. What they did was work on the process. Now, how many things do you have around you that you can change? Have you not seen that the world is moving towards technology? Now you can buy anything anywhere in the world with a click of a mouse and your credit card or your debit card, and you've got it. Times are changing. Now, I know that a lot of you have prayed for jobs, but you have jobs right where you are. Your hobbies, your interests can become jobs. All you have to do is think about repackaging it, changing the process. What do people want? What do people want that they don't have? What can I do? What can I deliver? What can I change? People, when you pray, you don't lose your brain. You've got to think. Now stop saying that God said I shouldn't do this. God said I should wait for this. God says pray and then use your brain to think about what to do. Someone was telling a story of a man stranded in America. and he was a mechanical engineer, was a civil engineer, and he had no job. And in Nigeria, they were offering him a job to say, come do some work. And the guy said, okay, I don't want to go back to Nigeria. God said I should stay in America. Doing what? He wasn't even doing anything. And there was a job waiting for him, and he refused to leave because he said, God said I should stay in America. Now, some of us lose our senses once we pray. We don't think outside the box. We don't think and say, God, give me the spirit of discernment to understand what you're telling me. When I pray, Lord, I need understanding. Even the Bible says when we pray, we need to ask for understanding. You need to think. The Bible itself says faith without works is dead. If you pray and you don't do anything about it, nothing is going to happen. Now, this is for people who are Christians as well as Muslims. A lot of you pray and then you just sit and wait. And you sit there and say, okay, I have prayed for millions. I'm sure somebody will call me tomorrow and come and drop millions on my lap. Come on, people. It's like going to a field and saying, okay, Lord, I know that you will bless me abundantly. I have prayed and fasted for 40 days in this field. Next year, I want to come here and harvest something, rice, corn, whatever it is, without planting one seed. Is that really possible? You need to wake up. Right before you, things are going on. People, life is going past you. Yesterday you were 21, today you're 29, and you still haven't moved from where you are to where you need to be. Now, a lot of you don't even know that right in you, you have what's going to make you a billion. You're waiting for somebody to come and give you money. You're waiting for somebody to wake you up and tell you this is what you need to do. You're waiting around for something that you already have, but you cannot see. I think what you need to pray for is understanding. For God to open your eyes to see what He has put in front of you for you to succeed. You need to take that step and move from where you are to the next level. Look, there are so many ideas around. All you need to do is think about how you can change it and make it better. Is it not somebody who decided that, okay, look, now there is food and there are clients. I just need to have motorbike couriers to take the food to the place. There are people who go home and do hair now because people don't want to come to the salon. There are people who go home now and supply things because people don't want to come. There are so many things you can be doing, and gone are the days when education was the way forward. Have you not heard that companies like Amazon, Microsoft, Google, all of them are now employing people who didn't even go to school? Because they have found that graduating from university and having a course is not the key to knowing what to do. Experience, the will, the zeal, the drive to do things is more important than your degree. Because even with a degree, if you don't have the drive and the zeal, you would not be able to achieve what God has put out for you to achieve. There is no point sitting at home and say, I have prayed, and that is enough for you to be able to move on in life. When you pray, then you step out in faith and go do something with your hands, and God will bless the work of your hands. People, time is going. Have you not noticed? Look back, you were 22, now you are 30. You were 30, now you are going on 40, and you still haven't moved from where you are. Why is that? Is it that God hates you? A lot of you are waiting for your pastors or your moms to tell you what to do. You don't think and use your brain. Now, Andrew Womack says people change and become Christians and now they've lost their senses. He is right, because what we do is the lazy man's way out is to blame God and say, I'm waiting on God to give me a decision. Why did God give you a brain if He didn't want you to think with it? You need to begin to think and change your life and say, God, I have prayed. Now, what do I do? Let me move and try and do this. And I want you to bless me. God needs something to multiply. If God is going to multiply, He can't multiply nothing. There has to be something you are doing. And come on, for those of you who think, oh, I'll do my not work. Yes, do it. Let it not work. And then you try again. Failure is an open door, is a step towards success. When you do things one way, it doesn't work, you do it another way. By the time you do it all the ways you should, it will actually work out. I'm sure, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I've spoken about Edison, the light bulb 1,000 times. I've spoken about Dyson Hoovers in the UK, 5,000 plus prototypes before they finally got the right one. And today they're making billions. Come on, people. There's always things that you can do. Listen to stories of people who've made it. They failed so many times. People slammed the door on them. People said they could never do it. People will always snigger at you and say it can't be done because they're jealous they didn't have the idea. Did you come to this world for people or you came for yourself? Do not let people discourage you and tell you that things cannot work. Try it. Do it. Pray about it and then do it and see how God will begin to put people in place for you. Now wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I do not lean on my own understanding, but I acknowledge you in everything that I do so that you will direct my path. Then go out and do. You need to do something for something to happen. You cannot get anything out of nothing. Laying your hands on something, doing something with them, and then God will come and find something to multiply. But if there is nothing there, then there remains nothing. Stop being stagnant. Think about it. Use what you have in you, your talents, your gifts, what you learn from your parents, what you see around you, to think and come up with an idea. Being innovative is the way forward now. Have you not found that there are more customers than jobs now? There are no jobs there, but there are millions of customers. Selling something for 1p, $1, 1 kobo, adding it all up, comes to a lot of money. If you know you're not innovative, get some friends together. Think, sit down and do a startup company and begin to work together. Some people have amazing marketing skills. Some people have amazing ideas. Some people can negotiate and run around. Come together, form something and do something. But do not stay at home and sit on your arms and think God will do it. God will do it when you think and you make the first move. So the choices that you make today, please, you need to wake up. You need to begin to think of what can I do? They do everything, but how can I change and innovate this process? What do I do? How can I take this to the next level? How can I make this better? How can I repackage this and do it well? The granuts they sell, the peanuts, how can I put paper and packaging on it and begin to sell it? The pure water that goes around in crazy bags, how can I innovate the bag and make it more attractive? What can I do to it to take it to the next level? The things they sell in the market that flies go all over, how can I put it in a package and present it to people and make it better? There are so many ideas out there. There are so many things that you can do. All you have to do is sit down, think, get a few people together. Once you've prayed, then use your brain. God gave you a brain for a reason. Use it. You know I love you guys. I want you to have a wonderful day. This is She Heals checking out. Take care.